New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 18,445 and a low of 11,352 note. Not all symptomatic people are being tested in accordance with new Ontario guidelines. A strategy update released by the province Thursday predicts a significant jump in demand for rapid testing to up to 18 million tests per week. The update also includes three new recommendations for how rapid antigen tests, RATs, should be used to screen workers who might otherwise have to isolate during a critical staff shortage. With a negative RAT test result and no symptoms, critical workers could return to work even after exposure to someone with COVID-19. For a frequent and repeated screening program for people without symptoms with the goal of identifying asymptomatic cases. This includes healthcare workers who are unvaccinated and required to take rapid antigen tests twice a week at a minimum. For people who are symptomatic but cannot get a PCR test. A person with symptoms of COVID who also tests positive with a rapid test should self-isolate and likely have COVID-19. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported today. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 3:30 p.m. on January 6, 217,531 tested, 2,463 confirmed. Note, as of December 31, 2021, the province has limited COVID-19 PCR testing to the highest risk populations. Furthermore, some people with mild or asymptomatic infection may not seek testing. Algoma Public Health states that the numbers of confirmed cases are an underestimate of the actual number of people with COVID-19 in the Algoma region. 645 active cases, 9.1, currently hospitalized asterisk note. The number in brackets is a case in a non-Algoma resident currently in the region. 1,818 resolved, 20 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma. B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK. B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India. P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil. B1.1.529, Omicron, first detected in South Africa. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 2,116 in Sault Ste. Marie and area, 215 in Central and East Algoma, 88 in Elliott Lake and area, 44 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of January 5 states, 5,275 cumulative positives, 4,641 cumulative recovered, 69 deaths, 14 cases currently hospitalized. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. As of 4:15 p.m. on January 5, 226,711 total doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered, now including third doses for those eligible. 49.5% of children 5 to 11 have received at least one dose, 82.8% of youth 12 to 17 have received at least one dose, 97,524 people have received at least one dose, 82.8% of the population or 86.4% of the eligible population, 90,643 people have received two doses, 38,537 people have received three doses. APH reported cases this week. Cases 2,136 to 2,212 were reported on January 1. Cases 2,213 to 2,257 were reported on Jan. 2. Cases 2,258 to 2,281 were reported on January 3. 4 hospitalizations, plus 1 person from out of the region, 616 active cases reported on January 5. Asterisk note. APH has joined the province in changing the reporting of cases as of this update. 5 additional hospitalizations, 9 total plus 1 from out of the region, 645 active cases reported on January 6. No additional hospitalizations, 700 active cases reported on January 7. Home is not school, Sue mom wants son with special needs back in class. Charlene Lovelace disagrees with ministry, school board on which students are allowed in class during current stay-at-home period. Situation critical. Sioux, Michigan's War Memorial at full capacity, 27 staff out with COVID, our COVID unit holds 12 patients, and we have 13, said CEO. One is in intensive care and all are unvaccinated. Huron Superior Board Schools in good shape for return to in-class learning. Director says HSCDSB schools have N95 masks, HEPA filters in place. Additional dedicated COVID-19 vaccination appointments available. Additional appointments are available for people who work in long-term care and retirement homes, congregate living settings, childcare, and education. COVID-19. Ontario to accelerate boosters for childcare, School Staff Education Minister Stephen Lecce says government will work with public health units to set up more clinics across Ontario. Sault Ste. Marie outlines how Step 2 is going to affect services and amenities. All indoor programs have been cancelled, but outdoor rinks and amenities will remain open. Rapid test kits in big demand, short supply as Omicron cases soar. Feds say 140 million kits on the way. Chamber CEO hopes to have more free kits for businesses by end of January. No fans to cheer on Hounds Live until at least January 26. No spectators will be allowed into sports and entertainment venues for a period of 3 weeks. COVID-19. Provinces to receive large shipments of rapid tests. Trudeau: 140 million tests will be distributed in January on a per capita basis, says Health Minister. OLE plans to continue through provincial orders. The league has reaffirmed its commitment to continue the 2021-22 OLE season, a release states. Sue mom of two miffed at return to remote learning. Can you not just allow us to have the schools open? Have the schools open, and allow us parents to make the decision if we're going to send our kids or not, says mother of two autistic children. Welcome back to Step 2. Here's a refresher on what that means. January 5th, schools are virtual. Gyms and indoor dining are closed, and everything else you need to know about today's measures. APH reporting of daily COVID cases will be an underestimate, as new limits on testing start. Though Omicron not as severe, people should get vaccinated, sick should stay home, top doc says. Tourism entering dangerous time, as new COVID restrictions introduced, says Association Festivals and Events Ontario weighs impact of new capacity limits. NOJHL announces 3-week pause to season. The move comes as a result of Monday's announcement by the Government of Ontario. You'll need the enhanced vaccine passport starting today, January 4. Businesses must accept a digital or printed version of the certificate with a QR code. All library branches will be curbside only until further notice. Sault Ste. Marie Public Library locations closed until at least January 17. Sioux businesses confused, frustrated by forthcoming COVID-19 restrictions. Members of business community tee off on province while the Canuck becomes a casualty of restrictions. Ontario returning to modified Step 2 of roadmap to reopen, January 3. Ford says province facing a tsunami of new cases. Watch. Ford makes announcement as Omicron cases spike, January 3. Schools going virtual for at least 2 weeks. Ontario won't share school, child care COVID-19 numbers, Ministry of Education memos. The decision has received some criticism. New COVID testing requirements go into effect, December 31, Omicron variant milder. Assessment center now testing only symptomatic people in certain groups.